Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
Some players just kind of fit what it is when you're just like, oh, this is a guy that's easy to root for. It starts, you know, number 76 on our countdown. His name is Stone. His name is Stone Blinton, and he plays linebacker. Like, and some things, they're just written, you know what I mean? And so, like, you get this kind of old school thumper linebacker, freak athlete dude whose name's Stone. He's hard-hitting. He's mean as hell. He played in not one but two SEC schools and just, you know, captain, leadership, all these different things. He's just fun as hell. We had him on the show. We did a full interview if you want to go check that out. Just type in Stone Blanton interview to pull up all over, you know, YouTube or wherever you're watching. Dude was cool as hell. His family's interacted a lot with the show and stuff, and they seem awesome. Just got married. It gets drafted or, you know, he's a priority free agent, gets signed to the Niners, and then gets married a week later. In the midst of all, in the middle of all that, he makes time for us in the 49ers Rush program to help the faithful get to know him. And we're going to play a couple clips from that. But Stone Blanton, linebacker, special teamer, comes in number 76 on this list. And the linebacker position is the, that and probably safety are the two positions on this defense where you have the bodies. Like, depth is not a concern. And so it is a very crowded room, that linebacker room. You know, again, I'm already out of order, but like you're kind of first three guys, Fred Warner, obviously, D. Winters, Nick Martin, whichever order you want to put them in. Then there's just a bunch of guys behind them fighting for spots. Tatum Bethune, Luke Gifford, Jalen Graham, Curtis Robinson, probably going to start the league off on the pup, Stone Blanton, Chad Surratt. But that's a lot of bodies in the linebacker room, but you got to remember, none of those holdovers were around besides Fred Warner when Robert Saleh was here last. So you've got a new DC, and you bring in not one, not two, but three linebackers this offseason. That's just through the draft and undrafted free agents. Like, you bring in just, they're wanting to reshape this room. And because of that, that's why Stone Blanton, you know, he comes in 76 on our list, but there's something about this guy. 6'2", 230. 22 years old, ran a 4.61 40-yard dash, 33-inch vertical, 24 bench press reps. And what's interesting, you know, you plug in his measurables and the mock draftable and all that stuff. His number one comp is now his position coach, who also played at the same college, Mississippi State, K.J. Wright Jr. You know, K.J. Wright was with the Seattle Seahawks and all that stuff. And now he's the linebacker coach, one of them, Johnny Holland, obviously, and K.J. Wright. But, like, man, talk about fits, you know what I mean? Jalen Smith was another one. Mark Nazocha is another one. Just guys that have similar athletic build and, you know, measurables to Stone Blanton. It just makes sense. It just fits. A high school Mississippi boy, went to Ridgeland High School, and went to South Carolina and started as a freshman, became a captain for South Carolina as a sophomore, was with them for a few years, then transferred conference to Mississippi State in 2024 and was an absolute stud there. And, you know, this is a kid that he was a legit baseball player, got offered a scholarship to play baseball for several schools and was going to kind of two-way play through South Carolina football, baseball. It was just too much time, and he realized he had to kind of focus and all that stuff, and so he chose football. His name's Stone Blanton. He needs to play football. Let's just be real. But was a four-star recruit coming out, and eventually transferred closer to home, Mississippi, where he was born and raised, academic all, you know, district. He was an academic honor roll multiple years in the SEC, multi-year starter, 1,300-plus snaps as a starter the past 2 years. Captain his sophomore year, and just, man, we had the chance to ask him, Stone Blanton, dude, talk to us about your leadership. Here's what he had to say. What is your approach in the locker room and the huddle, how you handle teammates? What would you say is your leadership style? Now, you're coming in as a, you know, a priority free agent, but what are some of your leadership techniques and kind of how you lead by example, or are you more of a vocal guy out there on the field?
I think it comes with confidence. You know, freshman year, it's all about gaining trust of your teammates. I'll just do college because that's kind of the experience I've had to this moment. But freshman year, you know, you just gain the trust of your teammates. You find an older guy to connect with that kind of shows you the way, shows you the right way, and just find that. And then, you know, do what he does and mold it to what you do, and create a routine based off of that. And then, you know, if there's team events, you go to them. You're always trying to be around your teammates. You don't sit by yourself, don't have headphones in, like really just try to communicate with the guys around you, because those are your brothers that you're going to be going to war with. And so you need to get to know them. So, you know, if you don't have trust on the football field, you're not going to succeed. If you don't have trust off the field, then you're probably not going to have great trust on the field. And so, you know, you want to be a person that they can depend on off the field and on the field. I think that translates very well. And so just doing team activities together, eating together, sharing a meal, watching film together, just, you know, stuff that just builds a camaraderie of teammates that are willing to do anything for each other, I think is really important. And that's a culture, you know, I love and want to be a part of. And I feel like the 49ers, just the way people talk about them, like they have that brotherhood kind of mentality. And so that's just kind of my goal.
One of the things that came across with interviewing him was just how much film is such a part of his life. Well-grounded, and you could just kind of tell, like, man, eating together, being together, spending time together, watching film together. That is exciting. And whenever you look at Fred Warner, who's the best linebacker in football, you might go down as one of the best of all time, that dude lives at the 49ers facility. And so the fact that he gets to be around that, Fred Warner's at the 49ers facility every damn day. There's nobody that is, you know, he moved his entire family there. They're there. Fred Warner is in the 49ers building nonstop. So now Stone Blanton gets to replicate that and see how that's modeled before him. Now, he did not get drafted, but, man, absolutely went out there and just, you know, 184 tackles. That's his, you know, career total, 7 tackle for loss, 1.5 sacks, 1 interception, 3 pass breakups. And you look at what he was able to do, you know, PFF score-wise, 79.8 overall in the SEC, 86.4 run defense. The 49ers' number one priority this offseason defensively, stop the run. That's what he does. 70.7 tackling grade, 60.7 coverage grade. That's one of the things he's going to have to work on. He's a run stuffer. So you've got, you know, Tatum Bethune, who fits that same mold. Now you got Stone Blanton that fits that same mold. Who can contribute on special teams, that's going to be the deal breaker. Because, yeah, I'm going to be really honest, Tatum Bethune struggled on special teams all year. He didn't play well in space. You don't see that with Stone Blanton. You sure as heck don't see that with Chaz Surratt, who Brant Boyer brought over. So, you know, if we're just looking at the special teams, Chaz Surratt's ahead of all those linebackers fighting for a spot. But if you look at the linebacker play, all right, now that's a little bit of a different story. Again, talked about how he just got married. He eventually settles with the 49ers. 3-year, $2.9 million deal, which is pretty standard for priority free agents, but got $92,000 guaranteed. One of two priority free agents that got guaranteed money. So you can tell the 49ers definitely prioritized that whenever they were targeting Stone Blanton. And I asked him, man, talk us through draft day and how crazy that was and what that was like.
So it was, the whole day was kind of a crazy process. I was kind of a late round guy, more likely an undrafted free agent kind of deal. And, you know, I didn't know it was going to be like, had heard some stories, like, you know, it's considered the 8th round right after the draft, all this stuff for the priority free agent guys. And it's true. Like, even in the middle of the draft, like, I was getting calls like, hey, we have an offer for you, kind of free agent deal. What do you think? And it's like, well, I mean, I don't even, the draft's not even over yet. I don't know. And then immediately after, you know, you have your agent kind of is doing the communication for you and then comes back with the deals. And so you're just kind of anxiously waiting to see what happens. And, you know, spots fill up quick. And so it's just, it's a crazy time, but I mean, it was fun. I enjoyed the moment. I was with people I loved and got to enjoy that day. So super excited when it was actually Coach Wright, KJ Wright called me, and he's a Mississippi State alum, a legend at Mississippi State, played forever in the league, Super Bowl, all the stuff. And so, you know, to have him call me to tell me that news, you know, it meant a lot to me, just two Mississippi guys that played at Mississippi State and making it to the league.
How cool is that? Like, the guy you're comped to, who you went to the same college as, and now he's your position coach. And not only that, he calls you to let you know they want you. That's just awesome. Now, my tape breakdown of Stone Blanton, run-stuffing linebacker that struggles in the pass. The grades reflect that. The tape reflects that. Relies on instinct since his lack of ideal athleticism. He's a little bit of, he doesn't have the elite traits that a lot of the solid, undersized, highly athletic linebackers have, but the instincts are there. Like, you could tell, tape. You watch it. You watch his tape, and you're like, this dude knows what the hell's coming his way almost at all times. Right here, quote in my draft write-up, knows where to be at all times, end quote. Makes the play. Making the play is a different story. So the instincts are on par. The body's there. Just can the athleticism and everything translate, and can he not be a liability in the passing game? That's what it's going to take for him to get, you know, on this roster. Now, a likelihood with such a deep linebacker room is probably not going to make the 53. And we have him 76, right? 53 guys make the roster, so he's about 23 spots out. But I do think long-term, 100% going to be on somebody's practice squad. And now the question is, can the 49ers sneak him through cuts, get him back on the practice squad? Because you kind of paid for it. So whenever you gave the $92,000, you basically already paid for his 4 year of practice squad eligibility. But is he going to choose to come back? That's kind of the question. If I was a linebacker and I had the choice to play for any team, the 49ers would be very high on the list. Obviously, you look at how much money Robert Saleh has made other linebackers. Like, good Lord, Dre Greenlaw late, Azeez Alshire late, Jamien Sherwood late, Fred Warner late. Like, the dude is just King Midas whenever it comes to linebackers, not to mention Johnny Holland, who's a legend. And now you got K.J. Wright, who I would argue either him or Gus Bradley probably going to be the next defensive coordinator for the 49ers. So you kind of just stay through that. And, you know, speaking of Johnny Holland, you know, he was talking about, you know, just how big it was and how impressed he is of Stone Blatt. And he said, quote, like, once he showed up and learned, yeah, once he was there, he got it. And so you'd love to see that. And so I'm excited about Stone Blatt. Obviously easy to root for and excited to see what he could bring to the 49ers. It's just, can he hang on? Can he beat out some of those guys? You know, whether that's Jalen Graham, Curtis Robinson's going to be injured, and you don't have to concern it. Chaz Surratt, can you be as good on special teams as he is day one? If you can, if Stone Blatt can go out there and do Chaz Surratt special teams work, he wins that job because he offers more on the linebacker room. But can you make that up in special teams? Can you beat out Tatum Bethune as a linebacker? I think you beat out Tatum Bethune in the special teams. It's just, can you be a better linebacker than Bethune? Can you be a better special teams player than Chaz Surratt? You do both, you're making this roster. You're on the 53. You only do one, you're probably going to get cut and get Brock back. You don't do either, your time here is probably done. So that's kind of what's up there for Stone Blanton, and I'm excited to watch him. And, man, that was a fun interview. If you haven't watched it, it's about a 15-20-minute interview. Just type in Stone Blanton interview. It'll pull up and get to know the player better. It was a lot of fun. But thank you to, you know, Josh, Ben, and Zach, executive producers of the show. And for us, the 49ers Rush team, we'll just keep counting them down. Hey, Niner faithful, if you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, Tick Pick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. Tick Pick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the Tick Pick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the Tick Pick app or tickpick.com. Just search 49ers Rush.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You know, I have to admit, last year there was a player on the roster countdown that I was just like, man, there's no chance. Like, this is not a warranted roster position or spot based on the resume and whatever else. Then I get out there at training camp, and I keep seeing this guy make plays. Number 84, Tariq Owens. Terrell Owens' son, obviously. But he's climbed. Last year was 84 on our roster countdown. The name always gives you a bump. This year, he's 75. He's jumped up 9 spots. He had votes of 83, 80, 72, and 66. Now, here's the craziest thing about Tariq Owen. Out there making plays last year, it broke his hand slash wrist. I was actually at the training camp practice where that happened, and I saw him run straight into the training room, and I was like, oh, no, because it was a day that he was making plays, like halfway through, and he made plays in teams. He made plays in one-on-ones. He showed out in special teams individual. He showed out on special teams teams. Like, the kid belonged. Now, I'm not saying, you know, he's warranted a 53-man roster spot. He's number 75 on this list, right, for biggest impact to the 2025 season. But he fits a need that the 49ers have not gotten correct in a long time, and that's a vertical threat X wide receiver. Does that mean he's going to make the roster again? No, but the 49ers have a weakness, and that's even, you know, Brandon Ayuk, once he comes back, he's going to be the X 100%, but Brandon Ayuk's not your true, you know, run that nine route, fade, stack the wide receiver, or stack the corner and hit that fade route. That's not really his specialty. He can do it in a pinch, but that's not really what he does. But the 49ers have been stuck on trying to get that, whether that was Danny Gray, whether that's Jacob Cowing, whether that's Jordan Watkins this year. They just haven't had it. Well, Tariq Owens can do it, and it's a short spot on the roster. You look at the X position with Brandon Ayuk out till probably November. It's going to be Juwan Jennings. But, man, like, Tariq Owens, I'm just saying, like, he ain't got to beat out people for this spot, especially with Demarcus Robinson being, you know, probably going to be suspended with that DUI. Like, who's going to be the backup X? Tariq Owens has a chance, probably not to make the 53 again. I have to constantly undercut that hope, but he can make the practice squad and get elevated week one, and he's a good special teams guy. 6'3", 193. I mean, he's got the size. Ran a 4.54 40. That's good, but he doesn't win with separation. He plays the position like a power forward. He absorbs contact very, very well. He can catch the ball with guys draped all over him. He is a physical power forward style deep threat that just thrives on contact. 32-inch arms. He's 25 years old. Had a 7.4 three cone. Change of direction is not really his thing. 10-4 broad jumps, great. Lower body explosiveness. 38.5-inch verticals, great. 14 bench press reps, not bad. Going into his second season, you know, there's no, like, formula that you put in, but he reminds me of a smaller Mac Hollins where it's like, man, this is a vertical threat, big-bodied receiver that is physical and can stretch the field without speed. 4-5's good, but like he's not a blazer by any stretch. Nobody's going to confuse him, but he's so big, it just it works, and you can throw it to him whenever he's, you know, covered because of how physical he is. And not only is Terrell Owens his dad, right? Like John Lynch had the quote where he said it was something about the gait, end quote. That's just crazy how those things translate. And man, I'm, as a person who physically in person saw him at practice, he provides something. Can he run the full route tree? No. Does he get space, you know, separation horizontally on slants, all that? No. But if you had to ask me, okay, you got one guy to run a fade route, it might be Jordan Watkins, Jordan Cowan, and then Tariq Owens. Like, he can do that. And the 49ers run a lot of clear out routes with their wide receivers. He can do that, and he can do special teams. And so his route to the NFL is weird as hell. Like, one, Terrell Owens is your dad. And then two, he didn't even play football. He didn't even play football. How is Terrell Owens your dad? And you don't even play football. He was a basketball-only player until his junior season in high school. Went to Bishop O'Dowd High School here, Bay Area, Oakland, California. Then, you know, started playing football his junior year. I think whenever he realized, like, you're not getting basketball scholarships, you're 6'3", not happening. So then he's like, all right, well, maybe football. Then he goes to Contra Costa Community College. It took me a while to search. I did a lot of searches. How many NFL players have gone through Contra Costa Community College? The answer is one, and that was LC Joyner back in the 60s. He played two games for the Raiders. That's it. Like, now, Tariq Owens doesn't have a snap in the NFL yet. Can he be that number two player from Contra Costa? That'd be awesome. They transferred to Florida Atlantic for two seasons, then Missouri State for three seasons. So he's played a lot of college ball, but not top tier quality, whatever else. And so that's why, again, I was like, dude, this guy, his resume outside of his last name and his dad, I don't know about that. But man, then he shows up at training camp and it's like, all right, physical, it's there. The presence is there. He's making plays. He deserved it. So shout out to the Nepo babies out there. Grew up in Pleasanton, California, two sport athlete, you know, honor roll, academic excellence award, honor roll, multiple years in a row, all those different things, and wants to make a name for himself outside of his dad. I get that. Totally understand that. But when you start late, and like Tariq called himself a quote-unquote late bloomer, and he never even had a decent, let alone dominant college performance despite playing at some other small school. His most productive season was 28 receptions, 500 yards, 4 touchdowns. Like, at bad college plays. Like, you're supposed to dominate that stuff. And so, I mean, 47 career catches. Like, not there. It didn't record a snap last year. But even though I think that he does belong on a practice squad type guy as a developmental prospect, it's nice to know that he belongs based on his play alone. And so I do think that that is there. Now, he's got a one-year, $840,000 contract, no guarantees. Last year, after getting injured and being released on a settlement, he came back to the practice squad when he's healthy. He made $200,000 last year, you know, bouncing on and off the practice squad, and most of that came from the injury settlement. But, you know, the tape stretches the field vertically very well. At his best, stacking corners and catching over the shoulder during contact. He's not a blazer where he's just going to fly past them, but he can physically kind of defensive line move and get on top of the smaller corners and then just kind of pin them behind their back and play kind of monkey in the middle type thing. Plays the deep ball like a power forward, like I talked about. He has a big fit for the 49ers at the X position. It's where they're lightest at the wide receiver. They have lots of slot guys. They have a couple Z guys. They do not have the Z vertical stretcher. That's a big reason why they drafted Jordan Watkins, but we'll see what that is. Hasn't played at all. Not going to make the 53 this year, probably, but if there ever was a time where Tariq Owens could get elevated and get some snaps, it would be week one, week two, week three. When DeMarcus Robinson's out, Brandon Ayuk's out, it's just, can you trust him to go out there and do special teams and do some clear out routes? He can block, and the physicality, it's there. But man, I'm not going to lie. I am shocked that he's back for year two. After our initial kind of whatever, I'm shocked. But I'm happily shocked. And I hope that we get to talk about him again last year. Last year he was 84. This year, 75. Maybe next year be in the 60s. And kind of be a guy that can get called up from time to time. And be that kind of sixth wide receiver and help out on special teams. There's a role for that in the NFL. And Tariq Owens, I hope you stay healthy this time. And I hope you get out there and make a difference in training camp. And, you know, maybe he gets some spots in the preseason game and catches a couple fade balls from McCorkle. Throws a good deep ball. Let's just be honest. Or Tanner Mordecai throws a good deep ball. Catch on another team. Who knows? But Tariq Owens, glad to cover you and excited to see what's next. Thank you to Zach, Ben, and Josh, executive producer of this series. And for us, the 49ers Rush team, we're just going to keep counting them down. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Coming in at number 74 on our roster countdown was last year's kind of everybody's favorite undrafted free agent, Drake Nugent. It's very well known that Jake Brendel is not a fan favorite. And even though the 49ers get tremendous value with him, you know, and he's one of the lowest paid centers, Iron Man, all those things, just the amount of busted plays and just highlight reel plays that he gives up against other teams has made guys like Drake Nugent, who was an undrafted free agent out of Michigan, transferred from Stanford, really, really high up. Last year, he was number 66, and people were hoping he could kind of fight for that position to start. Well, he's dropped 8 spots on the 2025 roster countdown, all the way down from, you know, 66 to 74. Not the way that you want to go. But I'm going to be very honest, that drop has nothing to do with Drake Nugent and has all to do with the fact that the 49ers brought over Matt Hennessy at the end of last year, kept him, retained him over the offseason, and so now there's more competition for that backup center role. And so I think that's – Drake Nugent had a good year last year. We'll detail all of that. And his rankings on all four of, you know, Zach, Ben, Josh, myself, we rank 1 through 91. He had 75, 67, 85, and 69. Came out to number 74. So he's a center. Wears jersey number 66. 6'1". He's a small guy. 298. Just that's probably his biggest issue is that there's not a lot of 6'1 centers. There's not a lot of sub-300 centers. You know, you could be short and you could be light. But being short and light, that's why he's an undrafted free agent. His tape is much better than his measurables come out. But arm length, 33 1/4 inch arms, that's great. 24 years old, ran a 5.240. That's decent, not great. A 1.81 10-yard split, which not great again. But then you look at that short shuttle, which the 49ers, Chris Forrester, Kyle Shanahan, value so much. He ran a 4.50 20-yard short shuttle. That's the Niners' kind of unofficial target line for the offensive line, especially interior offensive line. So while the straight line speed and short and undersized, those are red flags, he can move. He can move side to side. 7.33 cones, great. Basically, just right at a 30-inch vertical, cool. 8.5 broad jump, not great. Bench press 25, bench press reps, solid. And you put in all of his measurables in the mockdraftable.com, you know, website, and the comps are Brian Allen, Chad Hamilton, Jason Gamble, all undersized guys that have good athleticism. That's what he is. I mean, this is a Jake Brendel-type trajectory where he's just missing key traits, height, weight, speed. They're just not there, and that's why he's undrafted. Now, he's going into his second season. He was with the 49ers all last year. Played all of his high school ball in Highland Ranch High School in Lone Tree, Colorado. Played both offense, defense, and all Colorado player. Not once, but twice. Really, really good tape. And then he chose to go to Stanford. So, you know, he's been around the San Francisco area. He was there from 2019 to 2022. Started 24 consecutive games at center. And man, selected twice as Pac-12 academic honor roll, so intelligence off the charts. Shanahan loves that with his centers, because in the 49ers scheme, in the Shanahan scheme, the center has a lot more on him than most other teams. So, and this has gotten a lot of ridicule this offseason. I kind of think it's a little overblown personally, but it's the center in Kyle Shanahan's system that makes all of the line adjustment calls, not the quarterback. The quarterback's responsible for audibling play choice, but he doesn't switch offensive line protection. That's up to the center. So intelligence is such a big deal for the 49ers, and Drake Nugent checks that box easily. Now, in December of 2022, Nugent elected to transfer from Stanford, where he was a captain, you know, plugged in starter, all those things. He went to the University of Michigan, started 15 games for Michigan, and played for them. First team all Big Ten, Remington Trophy finalist, and they won the championship that year. He was the starting center for that last Michigan run under Harbaugh, all those things. Now, his family, they've got football notes all in them. His father, Terry, played quarterback at Colorado State, was a six-round pick for the Browns back in 1984. Uncle Brian played football at Washington State, so he kind of knows what it takes. He was ranked the 17th center coming out of high school, and three-time state champion in the shot put, so I love the competition and all those things. And again, that upper body strength, you saw the 25 bench press reps. Stanford team captain, all Pac-12, honorable mention, not once but twice, academic honor roll, all those things. And whenever he went to Michigan, he only got better. Won the national championship, but here's some crazy stats from Drake Nugent's last time he played, which was college ball. He has the 11th most offensive snaps at center ever. 2,300 plus. There's a part of this is the COVID and all that stuff, so he gets an extra year. Now, of his 1,293 pass plays in college, only 10 pressures. That's a 0.8% pressure rate. And that translated to the NFL, because in his time in the preseason, he was incredible. He had an 84.2 pass pro blocking grade through the preseason. He didn't play any in the regular season, zero snaps in the regular season. But, like, pass pro is what this guy brings. The issue is that run game. And it's kind of weird, because it's a little antithetical to Chris Forster and Kyle Shanahan. Usually they go after guys that can run block no matter what. Pass block, we'll make it work. Drake Nugent doesn't fit that. He's an elite pass blocking guy that struggles in the run game. He had a 49 grade in the run blocking in the preseason. Only played 99 snaps through the preseason, but got action in all three preseasons. Had a 54 overall grade, not good. 84.2 pass pro, great. 49 run blocking, bad. And that's why he's not ready. And that's why the 49ers elected to bring in Matt Hennessy as kind of that backup role. And I think that's kind of the issue. Now, he signed his future reserve contract on January 6, 2025, which means they wanted him here, but there's competition there. He got a one-year, $840,000 deal, zero guaranteed this year. Last year, had $190,000 guaranteed as an undrafted free agent, zero this year. How much do you make as an undrafted free agent whenever you never get activated? You make $446,000, which would have been even lower if not for that $190,000 guarantee as an undrafted free agent. So he made $446,000 last year. He's brought back on a minimum deal, and again, played zero games last year. Never, and that is the positive to Jake Brendel, is he's an Iron Man. He's tough as hell. What's going to happen to Drake Nugent this year? I think they want to keep him on the practice squad, but man, if Matt Hennessy, it depends on what they're going to do with the offensive line. Because if Matt Hennessy makes the active roster, all right, well, then there's a spot for Drake Nugent on the practice squad. If Matt Hennessy does not make that 53-man roster, there's no way you're carrying not one but two centers on the practice squad. I just don't see that taking place. Maybe they do that, but it's just difficult. So not so much what Drake Nugent hasn't done or has done. It just the competition got harder at that position because they brought in Matt Hennessy. There's a chance Drake Nugent doesn't. I don't think that he has a chance to make the 53 unless there's a major injury. But if he gets cut, don't be shocked if another team like the Chargers, Harbaugh, who played for him before, brings him over on the practice squad. I really hope that the 49ers are able to retain him at least on the practice squad this year, which I think is where he's going to be and why he's number 74 on our countdown list this year. I just don't see 53 in his window. But if he can outperform Matt Hennessy and prove that, you know, this is somebody that we don't even want a chance to let go, you know, Jake Brindle's 30 plus years old, we'll see. But I think Matt Hennessy is going to win that job. So I got my fingers crossed for Drake Nugent because he's got things that just make him like, yeah, we can work with that. And that's pass protection and the amount of experience he had, the leadership, the intelligence. Check, 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 check. Can he catch on in the run game? Very important training camp for Drake Nugent if the 49ers are going to keep him. So I hope he catches on. And, man, I would be happy if he won the starting job. I just don't think that's possible with Chris Forrester around and the ransom notes and all the different things that Jake Brindle has on this coaching staff. He will be the starter if he stays healthy. So Drake Nugent got some ground to make up. Hope he does. And for us in the 49ers rush team, we'll just keep counting them down.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast? Wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.